B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan?
Yes. Yes, sir. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Hal.
Hi, Hal.
And first of all, I just wanted to tell you, great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Been a long time listener.
I've been listening for about a year now, and I had to have some surgery done, and while I was in the hospital, you know, there wasn't a lot to do, and that's when I started listening to your show.
What kind of surgery did you have?
Well, it was very painful. I can tell you that. I had to have my left testicle removed.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that is, whoa, what, did it blow up like the size of a grapefruit?
No, there was really nothing wrong with it.
There was nothing wrong with it. Why did you have it removed?
That's embarrassing to say.
Okay, if you don't want to talk about it, Al, that's fine.
Well, what happened is I lost a bar bet.
Okay, so you're going to tell me how you lost your testicle.
Well, now that we brought it up,
I thought you didn't want to talk about it. All right, you lost a bar bet.
Well, I was overserved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a so-called friend of mine, and we were talking about the elections and whatnot, and I said, if Nancy Pelosi becomes speaker again, I'll have my left nut removed, and he helped me to it.
This was about a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to buy him off or, you know, have something else removed, but he stuck to it. So
you said literally? That I'll have my left nut removed. People will say that and, you know, be, you know, flipping about it, not really mean it, you know. But you literally had your left nut removed.
Well, let me tell you something. Hal Boddicker doesn't welch on his bets.
All right. But, so we know what's happening.
I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Hal. I
just want to say something that I think a lot of the listeners are probably thinking.
Really? So you've listened a year. You were nothing to do in the hospital after the testicle removal. And now the listeners are thinking, go ahead. You know what? I'm glad you called, Hal. Go ahead.
Well, you guys do a good job for the most part.
For the most part.
Well, quite frankly,
jeez,
you don't talk about politics enough for me.
Then tune in on every cable show. Tune into the news talk station. They talk about it all day long. We like to talk about other things. Talking politics is not one of my favorite topics to talk about.
Look, I know you like to do your skits and your jokes and whatnot, and that's fine, but that should really be a small part of it.
And politics being the big part of it. What do you think? I should be maybe like a left-leaning talk show? Talk about how, you know, Joe Biden is for the people and that every poll around shows him being ahead of the president, and we're going to get a good leader once we get Joe Biden in. You know, I feel refreshed saying that. We need Joe Biden. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Hell no. Joe Biden's got rocks in his head.
Oh, so you want me to be like a far right talk show where you can tune in everywhere and they got that and everybody's got an opinion and you piss off half the audience. That's what you want, Hal Boddicker. One nut, Hal Boddicker.
You know, last time I checked, the Federal Communications Commission licenses radio stations to keep the public informed.
Don't tell me I keep the public informed if there's storms and traffic, news in the local area. We keep people informed and try to entertain them.
Well, if I got my information from you, I wouldn't even know to tune in tonight to watch Louisville burn. You haven't said a word about it.
I'm not going to say a word about it. It's ridiculous. They got a 9 p.m. I know about it. They got a 9 p.m. curfew. There's already rioting out in the streets. Police are out there in force. But I don't want to go and talk about it. People live that every single day. They have to see it in the news, and they have to see it on the talk shows, and they have to see it everywhere they go. This is an oasis. This is a place where we don't have to deal with it. If you want to go and get all that stuff, go somewhere else.
Stan, I told you, I love your show.
Yeah, but you don't. You've been doing nothing but passively, aggressively attacking it.
Well, if you want to improve, you're going to talk about politics.
Yes.
That's what people care about.
Okay, so hold on. Hal Boddicker, because he's been listening for a year when he was in the hospital after he gave his left nut up. Hal, you want us... Okay, here's Hal's choices. One, more politics. What else, Hal? Why we got you on? May as well get it all off your chest since you love the show so much.
Well, yeah, I love to hear what you think about the politics.
Nobody cares what we think.
I like to know who I'm talking to.
You know the old butthole? Everybody's got one.
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't. You a married man?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what did your wife think about you losing a testicle? Well, not losing a test, having one removed on a bet, a bar bet, because you were overserved. What's your wife? What's her name? Helen?
Well, how did you know that?
That's her name?
And how the hell would she know?
What do you mean? She's your wife. Wouldn't she know that you're in the hospital and you're getting a testicle removed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I told her I had cancer.
You told her you had cancer versus losing a bar bet?
Yeah, the sympathy I got was wonderful.
And she believed you?
Why wouldn't she?
Is that what happened 25 years ago in your marriage when she came down with the clap and you blamed her for it?
25 years ago. Anyway, I can see going off on one of your skits now.
Oh, you know what? It is ridiculous.
And the other thing...
Hold on. Politics... our opinions, and you got another thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't play enough rock music.
Don't play enough rock music. How many would you like us to play?
Oh, I don't know. You know, depending on the length of the song.
Well, let's say the average ones.
Some of them are longer than others.
Let's say an average of 5 minutes a song. We play about eight a day.
I'd say you got to go at least. For an hour, let the music do the talking if you want people to listen.
Well, then when in that time would we be able to talk politics and our opinions and be able to talk to somebody like you if we're playing all this music?
Well, because then people love the rock music. And that way, when they come on, you know, the disc jockeys.
Yeah, that's me, a disc
then
jockey.
Then people are more inclined to pay attention because they're only on for a short amount of time, and that's when you hit them.
With politics.
Yeah.
And our opinions.
Because they can't get enough of it.
So they can't get enough rock music, and they can't get enough of politics and our opinions on that. Far right,
yeah.
By the way.
And, especially racial issues. They love that.
And
they want more of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
They want more political, racial issues, our opinions,
absolutely.
And more rock.
Yep.
And what's your favorite rock band? If you love the show so much and we don't play enough rock for you, what would you like to hear more of?
Oh, anything Corey Taylor and Slipknot. I just love Slipknot.
Slipknot.
I can't get enough Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Corey Taylor in particular, it's like you're getting two for the price of one. Because he'll do an acoustic show by himself. See?
Okay. And we're supposed to get this all in. And
you can never go wrong with Eagles of Death Metal. They were over there in France when the towel had shot up the place.
All right. Why are you...
Camel jockeys.
Look.
Boy, that had me madder than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Well, you're a one-testicled man right now because of the way you choose to live. You live life recklessly, don't you, Hal? You talk. Get yourself in trouble every time.
Now you're being a wackadoodle.
A what?
Why don't you talk about what's wrong with this damn country?
All right, Hal, what's wrong with the country? People like you. You don't know what you want.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want to be in a communist nation.
That's right. You fought against that, didn't you?
We all fought against it.
All right. Hal Boddicker wants politics, our opinion more, also wants to discuss more racial issues, play more music.
Oh, yeah, that's a big winner.
Yep, play more music, specifically Corey Taylor and Slipknot.
As a matter of fact, you could play nothing but Corey Taylor and Slipknot, and I'd be happy as a pig in...
Hey! I'm about done with you. You know what? I don't know if this show's for you.
And you know what else you can do?
What's that?
Here's a little trick, okay? I learned this from Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer.
Yeah, a couple of legends.
When you go to turn on that microphone, take a second and force yourself to smile.
Shut up.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Oh, don't thumbs up him.
Oh, that wasn't him?
No.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's not it. That wasn't him.
You did it?
Yeah, well, me and Rick Peters.
And here I was thinking he took instruction.
Thumb up and all that.
And he took it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take the credit for it.
He
that's
did
fine.
Take the credit. What the hell was that? What the hell was that, Junior?
That's all I did was a simple head nod.
Oh, that shame.
I was like, no, Junior, thumbs up. I don't see what's so wrong.
What a shame.
Yeah. Do you know why? Because...
Yeah, right there. Thumbs up, Jared.
I had a talk with him last week.
It goes in one ear and out the other.
Do you know what the
talk with him?
Do you know what the talk was?
What?
I was explaining to him that we're very glad to have him here.
Yes, okay.
And that we call him a producer.
Yes.
And then I explained to him...
What a producer
much like,
does?
Yeah, much like what's happened to other producers when they go try to get a job somewhere else.
No, nothing happens.
Also, you were a producer, so you did this, that, what? So I was trying to help him with his future and explain, you're doing a fine job for us, but if you were to be a producer for someone else and, you know, claim it on your resume, here's the stuff you'd actually be doing.
Right.
And so when I heard
he didn't like hearing that, I'm sure.
He didn't mind it because I said we don't expect that of him.
I kept an open mind.
Yeah, it was going in one ear and out the other because once he realized, I don't have to pay attention. Okay, let him talk. So when the show opened today, and that's something I wanted, that particular thing that you just played, and I thought, my God, I got through to him.
No, you didn't.
On his own time, he went and put that together just like I asked.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, on his own time, Stan grabbed it and went with Rick, and I told him how we wanted it, and he said, don't worry.
And he doesn't have the time to be doing that.
And he doesn't have the time to do that.
See, I thought it was initiative. I was mistaken.
No. No.
Sorry about that. Well, that really put me in a good mood for about 10 seconds.
Here's where I want him to take initiative. We talked, Haney, we talked about it outside with him. We're in the middle of Rocktober right now. Now, we're just around the corner from Christmas time. Remember the band that was in here? It's Christmas time.
For Stan and Haney again.
Yeah. There's in there. And we said when it happened, you know, we really got to have our producer, whomever it might be, especially somebody that got his degree in this kind of stuff, to go.
Well, he quit.
Yeah, to go and take that piece.
I don't think he got the degree. I think he's a dropout.
Really? You a dropout?
I'm an FSU dropout.
You got any credit hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a plus. There's a plus. You can always go back.
No.
It's a little too late for that.
But to get his hands on, he's got over a month and a half to get that ready so that we can play it and it will sound good.
Mm-hmm. I wrote that.
Yes, you did.
I made
Christmas it clear.
Time
to Stan and Haney again.
I made it clear on that tape.
And that we had the entire band
it's
in
Christmas
here.
Time with Stan and Haney
again. Yep. And it's sitting right there on his computer.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, of course he's got it.
He doesn't know that.
You just gotta find it. It's there.
He's not aware of that.
We talked about it outside.
He just gave me the "what are you talking about" sign.
So,
meaning it may be on his computer, but this is the first he's hearing of it.
Yeah, in one ear and out the other.
We talked about this before.
I don't want to. I don't want to start the week like this.
So are you requesting that he do that, or are you just making an observation?
Well, it's an observation that should be, like you said, initiative, not even thinking about it, it's just done.
See, when we make observations around you, that is a hint that we'd be very happy if that actually happened.
Because it's that can-do attitude.
But you're not coming out and saying, do it. Right?
The hand-holding is over with.
Right.
But millennials don't understand that, Stan. You have to be blunt. You have to threaten them, I think.
Yeah. It's either this or go back to school.
Like, by November 1, yeah. I want a rough working mix.
Or else.
Of It's Christmas Time with Stan and Haney again.
Or else.
That's only half a month.
We're going to take a look. I'm just, really, I'm up to here.
You know.
I'm not even 15 minutes into the show.
You could really make yourself look good with that. You could write out a rap and bring in one of your rapper friends. And then have, you know, you've already got your chorus done. You know?
Yeah, he knows, he hears, but he that's and not what I want to do.
And it could be BDN Feat Messer.
Do you really want that, though?
I imagine it might be highly amusing.
It probably would be.
Yeah, and the last time I checked, we're supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna take a little break ski.
I don't blame you.
Catch our breath?
No, I thought we had started off on the right foot.
Yeah. No, he didn't. He probably completely forgot about that. I didn't.
Well, that really messed up the beginning of the show.
Sure
didn't
did.
It?
Yep.
Yeah. And that didn't even give me time. Did you happen to see any photos of Biden over the weekend? Because we'll go ahead and take a break. I'll bring them up for
you. You can show them to me.
Yep.
Show them to me outside. And what's he doing? What's he doing?
Well, I don't want to be the one to say it. I will say other people. Well, there's a headline that says, "Holy hell, Joe Biden looks like death in Erie, Pennsylvania. Something is wrong with old Joe." And then it's got a side-by-side picture of him in Skeletor.
It's about Halloween. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll have Stan's audio grab bag for you here in just a second. Got a story from the local beat a little bit later on. Also, we'll give you a chance to win. Two lucky Stan and Haney listeners go head-to-head in Stan's True or False. And later on today, the Wayback Machine. We'll find out where we're going. A little bit later on today.
Stan, you are an expert when it comes to personal appearance.
Yes.
Hair, yes. Plastic surgery.
Sure.
The picture that I showed you of Joe Biden, I think we can agree it's disturbing.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Well, they caught him in mid-speech. You ever see pictures of you and I when I'm talking to the person that's taking the picture and I start saying, "Take the picture, take the picture," and I look like an idiot?
Yeah.
He's in mid-speech or something. And without a doubt, he has a tremendous amount of plastic surgery.
So is it the plastic surgery aging that gives that off-putting?
No, it's too tight.
So he should have left it a little looser.
He should have left it a little looser. Because it's eventually going to go loose on him.
And then, that's the thing with plastic surgery. Is when it goes bad, you look worse than you would have if you'd left it alone.
It'll go back to the way it was supposed to be. Plus, you know, that's 2 years later. You've aged 2 years, so it does look like it's worse than it was before.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. He's a mess.
I mean, he's got Chinese eyes.
Well,
now.
They're tight.
So nothing to worry
nothing
about.
To worry
okay,
about.
That's awesome.
In that department, grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I just don't like the idea of him going around frightening small children.
Well, that picture he would. This is the latest. I got to see it over the weekend. But everybody talking about how the Postal Service is being slowed down. And these celebrities trying to combat this let you know that the government's removing postal boxes and all of that stuff.
Right.
Actor Wayne Knight, who played postal worker Newman. Hello, Newman. On Seinfeld. Stars in a new ad dressed in his mail outfit. And calls out the government for trying to slow down the mail. Is that a real picture, by the way?
No, I just thought you guys would appreciate it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, you can tell that's not him. That's a normal hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's Newman talking about the mail.
The following is a message from your friendly local mail carrier.
There's been a systematic, premeditated assault on the U.S. mail. They've had the unmitigated goal to try to slow down the mail. When everybody knows that the only person who can slow down the mail is a mailman. They've shortened working hours. They got missing mailboxes. They're decommissioning sweet, sweet sorting machines to try to delay voting by mail. And millions of Crate and Barrel catalogs. They're just piling up. They're not getting delivered anywhere. It's a disaster. When the mail stops, the world stops. I'm not a political person. Last time I voted was for Flavor of the Month at Baskin Robbins. But take it from me, a postman. If you want to vote early in person, do it. You want to vote from home? Apply for your ballot and get it in as soon as possible. My brothers and sisters and I in blue will do our solemn best to make sure your ballot is delivered. Hey, you picked the wrong government employees to mess with!
That Newman.
So that's video. At any point, does it say that he's not a postman on the screen?
I don't know.
Because otherwise I'm suing because I'm confused.
I don't know.
Because wouldn't that be, yes. You know, he's in uniform.
Yes.
Isn't there a law against that?
Yeah, I think there is. Impersonating a federal employee. I think you're right. Listen to this woman at the jewelry store. A woman who works at a jewelry store is going viral for a story she told about how she tricked an adulterous customer who wanted to buy a gift for his wife and a gift for his girlfriend.
And of course he's going to be condemned for that instead of saying, hey, what a nice guy he is.
When I saw the story over the weekend, I was on the sofa with my wife, and I'm like, what's the problem here?
Yeah, seems like a prince of a man.
Yeah, I didn't get a reply from her.
Today a man came in looking for a gift for his wife for their 10th year anniversary. And I said, anything else for you today? And he said, no, that's it for her, but I do want to make another purchase using a separate credit card. And could you possibly create a different account for me? And I said, sure, what are you looking for? And he said, do you have anything that says happy 1 year anniversary? And I said, yes. He had me mark a K for Kristen on the bottom of his wife's bag and an L for Laura on the bottom of his girlfriend's bag. And I just remembered that his wife's name is Laura and his girlfriend's name is Kristen. I must have mixed up the bags. Oops.
You can't, you know, with millennials wandering the earth, you can't do anything anymore.
You can't have fun.
And if I was the owner of that jewelry store...
I'd fire. Every dog
has its day.
Yeah, but that's true. But every dog has a different bark, a different howl. They're saying this is one of the weirdest ones. This is a real dog. Take a listen.
Stan, if I was a dog, that would be me.
Yeah, they said it sounds like an old man trapped inside a dog's body.
Yep. God forbid there's such a thing as reincarnation. That's me. Yeah. I'm a dog. Who among us doesn't feel that way sometimes? I do that a lot. Because there's nobody around?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to.
Junior, clued me on this story. Because I would normally skip right over it. The new thing, the new trend, the new millennial trend, because it's good for you, is something called cow hugging.
What?
You see, Haney, their body temperature is a little higher than ours. Their heart rate is lower. And they're pretty much a docile creature, unless you run into a bull. And so now they're asking everybody, for health reasons, hug a cow.
Cows are very relaxed animals, and they don't fight, they don't get in trouble. You go to the field, and we have some special hugging cows, and you can lay next to her or what you like. People think it's very relaxing.
This is the new thing, cow hugging.
Now, that cow has horns,
yeah.
Stan.
Oh, yeah.
You growing up on a farm, did you ever feel the need to hug a cow?
No. Absolutely not.
Did you have any interaction with cows?
I had interactions with cows.
Running from them?
Yes. Let me explain some. Cows are docile creatures until they're not.
Kind of like a woman.
Yes.
Where you're going, hey, good cow, yeah. And you think everything's fine.
Hey,
but there's something different going on in the cow's mind that you'll never understand.
Well, it's not like a woman. Their body temperature's a little bit warmer than ours.
Their
heart rate's a little slower.
Complain that it's cold. And you go to give them a hug, and the next thing you know, you get the horns.
Yeah. Oh, this is, you know what? Animal lovers should be going through the roof. I like animals, but I'm not an animal lover. I believe they were put on this earth for our amusement.
To serve us.
And to serve us.
But we were given dominion over them.
Yes.
They're not the boss of us.
Nope. This starts out bad, but I guess ends well. Some guy started filming a woman on the street because he didn't like the way she was handling a puppy that she was carrying around. And they think she may have had some kind of, mental illness. That hasn't been determined yet, or to what level. Because she flipped out when he made a comment about it. She made a lot of four-letter words and racial nonsense and wound up throwing the puppy at him in a very aggressive manner. Threw the puppy at him. It hit the ground. It started squealing. Dog's okay. The dog's okay. It immediately ran to him and not her. The puppy wanted to get away from her. And he refused to give it back. So he kept it, posted up a follow-up video of the dog running around, playing, having a great time. Listen to this, and you can hear the dog when it hits the ground and was thrown. It's horrible.
Is that your dog? Come here. Whoa, back up. This is not your dog. This is not your dog no more. I got a video of everything.
He's so happy now. Look at that tail.
He's a happy dog now. Good looking puppy, too. Good looking puppy. Threw the dog as she was throwing a rock. Lock her up.
Things are not going well.
No, they're not. Sometimes I select a clip for you, Haney.
How much worse could it have been right before the flood? Really, how
pretty,
much worse?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I mean, I think we're there.
So I find some clips sometimes that I know that you would enjoy, Haney. This one I know Junior will just simply totally enjoy. Because I try to look at other people's interests. There was a live streaming moment for Pokemon fans He's a huge Pokemon guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that and DC Comics.
I know. What was the one I got you, Super Friends or something?
Yeah, it was Super Friends.
Yeah, and I got you that Snorlax card.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate that.
So there was live streaming a moment for Pokemon fans. And I guess it's as exciting as a live sports. Logan Paul is one of the biggest YouTubers.
I thought they kicked him off because he went to that Japanese suicide forest.
I don't know. It just said he was at the live streaming event. And on Friday, he paid $200,000 for a first edition box of unopened Pokemon cards from 1999.
He paid $200?
$200,000.
What? Why?
Because when you open up the box, you never know. You might find something. Look, see, Junior knows all this.
I found my old Pokemon cards from back in the day, and I have a couple first editions. And when I was looking them up, they could be worth some hooch.
Yep. Now, these are unopened.
How much
pristine.
Hooch can you get? Like a case?
I mean, we're talking some hooch. So, I mean,
like how many bottles?
How many bottles do you want, Haney? I owe you.
Take a listen to this. He finds in the box he paid $200,000, he finds an even more valuable card, and he's just like Junior when he looks at his old Pokemon cards.
We got three cards left. Starmie. Two cards left.
Oh! We got a Charizard! We got our first Charizard of the day! I absolutely cannot believe this. First edition, that is so cool. Oh, wow, I feel like a three-year-old who is opening cardboard.
You're acting like it.
Woo!
Those are the most expensive ones.
What does it mean?
How much?
Like, I don't know. Like, the we're hooch. Talking...
So what was the card? A Tar Star? What?
A Charizard.
Oh.
A first edition Charizard, which I think a couple of them has sold for like $100,000 or something.
But he paid $200,000.
Yeah, but I'll look it up.
So he lost $100,000 on the proposition. I
don't get it. Haney, Junior can play this too. Theme park music. You tell me what this music belongs to. What attraction at a theme park? What does this belong to? It's been playing for years, and we probably didn't even know it. Anybody, Junior?
Anyone?
Anyone? Haney?
If you had wings?
No. That is the music that plays in Space Mountain when you're waiting in line to get to the cars and you're going through the
tube. I don't remember any music. I just remember very apprehensive.
Sheer excitement.
Yep. No, I wouldn't have got that in a million years. The music is not something I remember from Space Mountain. Wow.
Now, the Carousel of Progress, I remember. These are the times. These are the best times. These are the best times of your life.
If you had wings.
Yeah.
If you had wings. If you had wings.
Here's Angus Young, who appeared on the NFL Channel's Good Morning Football.
What?
Yeah. And,
you hear that, Junior? Angus Young is on Good Morning Football.
What kind of football?
American football. NFL.
The NFL?
Yeah. Angus Young would be nice to have on the show, wouldn't he? And he's doing football shows for promotion.
Yeah, let me see if I can get someone on that.
Here's here's his Australian perspective on American football.
All I know is there's a lot of big guys, you know. They're up there into Herman Munster size, you know what I mean? About 9 feet tall, you know. They're all pretty big fellas. Sometimes, you know, it's a bit Star Wars in a little way. They've got big helmets and all that equipment going, and you go, they really do look like gladiators when they're going at it.
The 80s and rock music. What was the greatest album of the 80s?
Back in Black.
Yeah. They have number three. Let's see. Hold on. Number two was Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits. Followed by Stone Roses' self-titled album. The number one album that they say in the 1980s, U2's The Joshua Tree. Which I wouldn't totally disagree with.
Back in Black.
You've always been that, and I'm that should have been in the top two.
Well, there's such a difference between the early 80s and the late
80s. Oh, I know that. Tremendous difference. You had somebody on hold who obviously didn't want to wait. What did they want?
He wanted to talk about hugging cows.
Okay, I'm glad that time ran out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you. Drugs, driving, kids, and mother don't mix. Stan and Haney.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockbrook.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
I was going through my head how I want to go and present what I'm about to say next, and when I was in my head, I probably shouldn't say on the air that we have good news. Filling in for Al Beck.
What? Is he taking more vacation?
Yeah, he's taking more time.
He just started.
I know. Filling in for Al Beck tonight and tomorrow night, Jeff Zita. So, thank goodness.
Now, I know that's good for us.
Yeah.
Is it good for Jeff?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's a great opportunity, like when he did the last time, yeah. You know, to settle scores in Fort Myers, because yeah. He's in Tampa now.
Yeah. But he's going to be on tonight, and he's going to be on tomorrow night, because Al Beck needs another couple of days off.
Jesus.
But I'm okay with that. I love,
you know, Zito. I'm trying to think of when I took my first day off in radio. And it was years.
What? Here. I want to say something very true, and then we got to move on, because going down memory lane, most people don't care. But I got to say it. Haney and I, when we first started here, had less vacation than we get now, granted. But we didn't take all of our vacation.
We weren't allowed.
And by the end of the year, the business manager at the time, his name was Mario, used to tell us, do you know, Stan and Haney, you've got 6 days of vacation?
Yeah, and he told us that with 2 days left in the year.
And that you, yeah, and that you're going to lose it? Well, we did that probably for the first 5 years that we worked here. We didn't take all of our vacation time, never took a holiday, except for Christmas, and they'd tell us, yeah, right around, you know, December the 28th.
Yep. You've got 6 days of vacation, yeah. And if you don't take it, you're going to lose it. By the way, you have to give us a week's notice.
Yep, and there's no carryover into the new year. All righty. True. It's a true story.
You have the time available, but we'll need a week's notice.
Yeah.
And there are 2 days left in the year.
Yeah, and no carryover.
Yep.
Because we would think, you know, all right, we'll take our vacation on the 28th. We're still in, you know, 1995. And it'll start in 1995, but we'll come back in 1996. There's probably, you know, 2 days in 95 and three in 96. Yeah. No. You lost them. I had a chance, as you know, on Friday. Captain Lazaro was on with us. And with the draft fund checks.
Oh, yeah, you're going to drop by his house?
I did drop by his house and had a long conversation with him. And I just, and this is for the audience, because I'd love to hear your response to this. My advice is to text it, and you'll know why. So Junior comes busting outside where you and I were yesterday and said, oh, Captain Lazaro said he tried calling three previous times and was cut off. And I said, he's joking around with you. He's messing around with you, Junior. He'll do that. He'll do anything. He'll make a crank phone call. He'll do everything to just, you know, bother you. And so I saw him on Saturday.
Well, it's really mocking his incompetence.
Yes. So I saw him on Saturday, and I give him the draft fund checks to distribute to our service people, and he said, you know, I wasn't joking with Junior about calling. He said, you have serious problems with your phones, and he says, not only that, it's the message that it tells me when I'm trying to call you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, you weren't joking around with him?
The number you have dialed is not accepting calls.
Yes. It does not receive calls. He said he called the first time. He said it rang twice. And then the recording comes on. The number you have dialed does not receive incoming telephone calls. Please check again. And he's like, something's got to be wrong. So he dialed it back up again. He said the second time. Same recording comes on. The third time, same recording comes on. This number does not accept incoming phone calls. He said the fourth time, and it wasn't like I had to look the number up again. He said I just speed dialed it back. And he said it went through.
Hmm.
And I'm like, are you serious? He says, look, I wouldn't joke around about that. He said, I know you've been having problems with your phones.
Well, that's good to know that he was persistent and on the fourth try got through. One thing you'll be happy about regarding the phones.
Yeah.
You know how we were complaining about how god-awful the music on hold was?
Yeah, he told me about this, too.
That's been solved.
Yeah.
Now there's nothing on hold, no. So you don't know if you're connected or not.
Yep. There's nothing on hold. It's just completely off. So you're hearing nothing.
And it sounds like somebody hangs up on you.
Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about busy signals because, you know, if we have a full phone bank, there are busy signals. But for a recording to come back to you, and then if you are on hold, I appreciate the engineer getting that...
that taken care of because we said the music on hold didn't sound good. It was splattering. The volume was wrong, so he just shut it off altogether.
Yeah. And so when you're on hold, you hear nothing.
Yeah, you don't know if you're connected or not.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Stan?
This is a radio station.
We've been here since the 90s. Are you honestly expecting to have a happy resolution to your problems?
No.
Have you learned anything?
Yeah, that nothing gets fixed. That's what I've learned. Nothing gets done the way you want it done.
I would rather have that than my computer not working because he fixed that for me.
I understand that. But I've said for 25 years there's something not right with the phones.
Well, think about over 25 years what's happened. When we started here, we were in a single family home.
Yeah.
It was us and an AM station.
That was it.
And we had Rick doing production, and we had Richard as our engineer to look after our two stations.
Yeah. 25 years later.
Now, the two of them, they're still here with us.
Yep, looking over our stations.
But they're now responsible for how many radios? I don't even know how many we have. Yeah.
Six. Let's the local beat. I got to get that in before. And then we're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. I've got Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Shuckers. We're going to play Stan's True or False. Both of you are going to get Christopher Columbus questions.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, we are.
Happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Yep. Local beat. This happened, I guess, late Thursday. I saw it over the weekend. And I feel bad, but in a way I don't, because this is, you got to get these people off the street. This is from, I believe, NBC2. Headline: Mom in minivan hits two cars, arrested for DUI with kids on Fort Myers Beach. Dateline Lee County. Lee County deputies arrested a woman after a hit-and-run crash in a parking lot off Estero Boulevard on Fort Myers Beach. The sheriff's office said they responded to the Pierview Hotel about the incident. This was Thursday night. You can see a picture of the lovely woman there, Haney. Deputies saw...
Looks like Sissy Spacek and Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. The sheriff's office responded to a call to the Pierview Hotel about the incident Thursday evening. Deputies saw Lauren Wilson leaving the parking lot in the minivan, and they tried to get her to stop. She didn't stop at first. Wilson was later stopped after the crash near Mango Street and Estero Boulevard. According to the Lee County deputies, she had her two kids with her, a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, at the time of the crash. Deputies ordered Wilson to get out of the car when they conducted the traffic stop. Once she was out of the car, deputies noticed she was swaying back and forth and repeatedly closing her eyes. Now, here's what witnesses said. This is something right out of Benny Hill. Witnesses told deputies they saw the minivan entering the parking lot and saw a woman with two kids going inside the Salty Crab. Moments after leaving the crab, witnesses said she was seen getting back into the car with the kids and slammed the car into a parked SUV after putting the car in reverse. So she gets in the car, puts it in the wrong gear, backs up, runs into a car. She then stopped, put the car back into gear again, drove forward, hit another vehicle. She then put the car in reverse again, backed up, and hit another vehicle. Whoa. Something right out of Benny Hill. Deputies did arrest Wilson, but later, after they arrested her, they said, well, let's snoop around here. She's obviously drunk. Let's snoop around. They found drug equipment, narcotic substances in her purse. She had two dime bags, one filled with 0.14 grams, the other filled with 0.23 grams of cocaine. The deputy also found a spoon with cocaine and two syringes. She was arrested for drug possession, having drug equipment, hit and run, DUI, moving traffic violation with an expired license for over 6 months, DUI property damage, that's for backing up, hitting a car, pulling forward, hitting a car, and backing up again and hitting a car. let's see. And, okay, and driving with a suspended license. So she had an expired license, been expired for 6 months, but it didn't matter because that license was also suspended. Unbelievable!
You're a mommy.
Yes!
You don't do that anymore.
No! We'll give you a chance to win when we come back.
Oh, my God.
We're Stan and Haney. Oh, I got to get out of here. Oh, it's in reverse. Oh, forward. Oh, no, reverse. I got to get out of here.
need to do some coke and calm down.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Stan and Haney Jr., get me two people on hold that want to play Stan's True or False for a chance at Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets and a parking pass. And there's a nice prize for the runner-up as well. Play Stan's True or False. You're going to go head-to-head. You've got your own questions. 277-9600. I'm going to give each of you five True or False questions. Your job is to
answer them.
Yeah. Answer true or false. One who gets the most right, going to get a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream and the all-important parking pass. We are about a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going when we get there. But right now, let's play Stan's True or False. The fun game where two Stan and Haney listeners go head-to-head in True or False questions. The one who gets the most right will be the winner. Let's find our contestants. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Fred.
Fred?
Fred from LaBelle.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred. I love it out there in LaBelle. It's still beautiful out there. You like LaBelle, Fred?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
All right, Fred. Let me get your opponent.
Seems like there's a lot less nonsense in LaBelle.
Fred,
yes, sir.
Let's get your opponent, Fred. Ahoy, right. Who's this?
Ahoy, it's Corey from Naples.
Hey, Corey, say hi to Fred. You guys are going head-to-head.
Hey, Fred, you're going down.
bring it, baby.
all right, both of you. Let's spin the big wheel and see what your category will be. Spin the big wheel. This is for you, Fred.
All right.
Let's see, round and round, round and round. Slowing down. Oh, and wouldn't you know it, Columbus Day. It's about Columbus Day, Fred.
All right.
Corey, here we go. Let's spin it.
All right.
Slowing down.
No whammies.
No whammies. Oh, look at this. You got Columbus Day, too, Corey. Now, you're each going to have different questions, although I will say this. I've looked at both sets of questions, true or false. Each of you, and it's in a different order, each of you will have one question that's the same. So, depending on how the other person answers or if you know the answer. Let's begin. Five true or false questions for each of you, and then we'll see at the end how each of you have done. Fred, you're going to go first.
All right.
Fred, Columbus Day is celebrated on Christopher Columbus's birthday. True or false?
I'm going to go false.
You're going to go false on that one, okay? Let's go with your first one, Corey.
All right.
Christopher Columbus, true or false, Christopher Columbus set foot in modern-day Massachusetts 528 years ago today. True or false?
That is false.
That is false, Corey says. All right. Fred.
Okay.
Christopher Columbus crossed the Atlantic Ocean 3 times in total. Christopher Columbus crossed the Atlantic Ocean 3 times in total. True or false?
I'm going to say true on that.
All right. Corey, here's your second question.
All right.
True or false? Christopher Columbus did not use the name Christopher Columbus when he was alive. True or false? He didn't use Christopher. He didn't say, "Hi, I'm Christopher Columbus." He didn't use that during his lifetime. True or false?
True.
Okay. You said true. All right, Fred. Third Columbus Day question for you. True or false? By population, Columbus, Ohio is the largest city in the U.S. named after Christopher Columbus. True or false? Largest city named after Christopher Columbus. True or false?
False.
You're going to say false on that one, okay? Now, here's where we get the duplicate questions, Corey. I'm going to give you the true or false on this one, the same one that gave Fred a little earlier. Number three for you, Corey. Christopher Columbus crossed the Atlantic Ocean a total of 3 times. True or false?
True.
Okay. Number four for you, Fred.
Yeah.
The first trip by Columbus was mostly violent-free, except for an accident where one of the indigenous people got stabbed in the butt. True or false? The first trip was mostly violence-free, except for an incident where one of the indigenous people got stabbed in the butt. True or false?
I'll say true.
Okay. Number four for you, Corey.
All right.
True or false? Most states don't give government workers a paid day off. True or false? Most states don't give government workers a paid day off on Columbus Day.
Unfortunately, I'll say true.
Okay. Final round of questions, then we go to the tallies. Fred.
Yes, sir.
Christopher Columbus never set foot in what's now the mainland of the United States. Christopher Columbus never set foot in what's now the mainland United States. True or false?
True.
You said true. Okay. Last one for you, Corey.
All right.
True or false? There is one state in the Union that celebrates Columbus Day and Native American Day on the same day. True or false?
Sure.
Corey says true. Time now to go to the end. First of all, before I go to the answers, you guys have completed your 5 true or false questions. Fred, I want to ask you, how do you feel you did? Do you feel you did good?
I did fairly well.
All right. Corey, how do you feel you did?
The last one might have been a trick question because there might be more than one state that actually does that. But I'm still feeling pretty good.
Okay. All right. You know? Let's go over. We'll take a look at yours, Fred. We'll see how you did. Let's review your answers. I asked you, Columbus Day is celebrated on Christopher Columbus's birthday. You said that's false. You're absolutely right. October 12th, 1492 was the date that his crew spotted land. They spotted land. So you were right on that one. One right. Fred, I asked you. He crossed the Atlantic a total of three times. He crossed the Atlantic a total of three times. You said true. I will also note that Corey had the same question. Both of you said true on the question. So I'm giving a little hint into how well Corey did as well, since you both had the same question. So he crossed the Atlantic a total of three times. That answer, you said true. It's false. The real answer is 10. He took four trips between 1492 and 1502. So if you count each way across, that's eight times. And two other, and he had two others that happened. Hold on. And the other two happened after he died. His remains were moved from Spain to the Dominican Republic in 1542. So his remains also crossed again. So a lot of times.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of times going over there. Okay, so you got one right, Fred, one wrong.
Okay.
I asked you, true or false, by population, Columbus, Ohio is the largest city in the U.S. named after Christopher Columbus. You said false. It's true. Around 900,000 people live in Columbus. Next is in Washington.
I got relatives there.
The next is Washington, D.C., with about 700 people. Those of you that don't know, District of Columbia, named after Columbus. So you got one right, two wrong so far, Fred. Number four. I asked you, Fred, the first trip was mostly violence-free, except for an incident where one of the indigenous people got stabbed in the butt. You said that's true. And it is true. It happened on the last stop before his trip home in the Dominican Republic. So you got two right, two wrong. Here's your fifth one.
50-50.
Yeah, you're at about 50-50 right there, Fred. Let's see if we can make it a little better than that if you get the fifth one. I asked you, Christopher Columbus never set foot in what is now the mainland of the United States. You said that's true. You're right. He went to a bunch of islands in the Caribbean and hit the coasts of South and Central America, but never in the United States, the proper North American United States. You finish, Fred, with three right and two wrong.
Awesome.
All right, so you're on the positive side. And we already know, and Corey, we already know you already missed one.
That's the true fact.
So, yes, that's a fact, Jack. let's find out how you did.
Feeling pretty good.
Let's find out. You feel it? You're feeling good, aren't you, Fred?
Yeah, man.
You damn
looking
right.
Pretty good so far.
Damn
hell yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, here we go, Corey.
All right.
I asked you, true or false, Columbus set foot in modern-day Massachusetts 528 years ago today. Well, if we listen to the answers that Fred gave, we know that that is false. You said false. You got it correct. Columbus landed in the Bahamas and never set foot in the mainland. So you got that one right.
All right.
So you're one right. Number two. He did not use the name Christopher Columbus when he was alive. You said that's true, and you are right.
Woo!
Christopher Columbus is the English version. His real name in Italian was Cristoforo Colombo. And he also used...
Yeah, one more thing.
And Colombo. And he also used the Spanish version from time to time, and that is Cristobal Colón. So he never used Christopher Columbus. You got that right. You're two for two.
All right.
Now I asked you, and it was the same one. He crossed the Atlantic a total of three times. We know the answer is 10. You got that wrong. So two right, one wrong. Number four. Most states don't give government workers a paid day off. You said that. Unfortunately, that's true. And you're right. It's true. 26 don't. 24 do. So you are right on that one. So you now have three right, one wrong. You had three right total, Fred. So it comes down. It comes down to the fifth and final question. Corey, you get this right, you win. You miss it, we have a tie, and we'll go into overtime.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Corey, I asked you, there's one state that celebrates Columbus Day and Native American Day on the same day. Yeah. You said that's true.
Might have been a trick question.
It wasn't a trick question. It is true. Oklahoma. Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Corey, you're our winner. You're our winner, Corey. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. Nice job, Corey. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you to Junior. And Fred, you did a you played a nice game. You got three. You got more right than you got wrong.
It was a good game, anyway.
And
congratulations, Corey.
And I'm going to give you your choice. You can have a gift certificate to the Pewter Mug or a gift certificate to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach.
I'll take the Pewter Mug.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line, and good game.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Have
hold
a good
on.
Day, guys.
You too, Fred. And say hi to all our friends out there in LaBelle, because we love LaBelle.
We sure do.
Yep, and the Langford sisters.
Mm-hmm.
All of them out there. We're going to take it.
Where they still speak y'all.
Yeah, y'all spoken here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we take a trip into the Wayback Machine. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcements. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Love the new AC/DC Shot in the Dark. It is so great.
They never let us down.
That they're making music. And you're right. They never let us down. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And do you know that Mark Haney bought me my first MyPillow?
I did.
You did. I had feather pillow, which I loved, but I have allergies. I had the a gel pillow. I had a regular foam one. And when Haney bought me my first MyPillow, it changed my life. Now I've got like three, four, five of them.
Yeah, because I knew you would love it. I got mine, and I said, you know what? My friend Stan, he doesn't sleep very well.
Nope.
He always complains. And I care for Stan.
Mm-hmm.
And the nicest thing I could do for this man is to get him my pillow.
Yep. And the thing is, you can shape it any way you want. I do it like my wife does. She gives the pillow a little punch in this area.
Well,
that
that's
area.
Why they call it my pillow, because it bends to your will.
Yes. And gives you a great night's sleep. And right now, you got a great offer on MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800. This is a special number for Stan and Haney listeners, by the way. 800-634-9645. Use the promo code 96KROCK. And when you do, you're going to get their best offer.
Yeah. How about buy one MyPillow and you'll get another one absolutely free. You can name one Stan and one Haney.
It's the truth, but you got to use our promo code and our special number. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-634-9645 and use the promo code KROCK.
96KROCK.
Yep. MyPillow.com or 1-800-634-9645. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look. One thing on the board, and it's Fort Myers. Got a crash. Estero Parkway and Three Oaks Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. coming up in less than 1 hour.
Oh, my God. Is that time
it
already?
It sure is.
I have no idea.
Time flies when you're having fun. And you're smoking cigars with the program director. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines. There we go. A lot of staple pulling again. Just to get under my skin just a little bit, little by little.
I don't know what your problem is.
And will you take down the picture of the drunk sissy basic looking girl so I don't have to keep staring at it, Junior? I'd appreciate that as well. Thank you.
Would you like something else?
Yeah, put something else pleasant. I don't want to see cow hugging either. Jeez. Sorry about that, Mark.
Oh, all is forgiven, Stan. Unlike how you are with me.
Oh, come on! I'm trying to buy you time. I'm trying to buy you time.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you you did not know.
All right. That's a start.
You and I have been discussing this, and I think I would like to know how we compare our society on the earth right now, how we compare with the people right before the flood that were so bad that the earth had to be destroyed and started over.
He talked to me about this earlier. Then he went talked to the program director about it. And now he's talking to you, the audience, about it. He's read something.
A priest.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is busted for defiling the altar of his own church with two dominatrixes.
Yep.
Openly mocking God.
Yep. We'll tell you what the bishop had to do in about less than an hour. And we're not joking.
I imagine there's more than that that needs to be done. A lot of Latin.
Yep.
Beer news. Natty Light is offering up a beer-filled flight to nowhere in its private jet.
Count me in.
Pabst Blue Ribbon's new hard seltzer is infused with weed.
Yeah, and I heard that this is just the start of it. That there's going to be a bunch of other companies that are saying, depending on how they do, if it goes over big with the potheads, then there's going to be more companies. Jeez.
You familiar with Dollar General?
I am. Everything is generally a dollar in there. It's not like Dollar Tree.
Where the trees are no, that's not how it works. Well, Dollar General has decided to make a strategic corporate move. Because if there's one thing Dollar General is known for, it's targeting your higher-end shoppers.
Yeah.
That's how they made their bones.
I saw one. I think it was Dollar General or Dollar Tree or Family Dollar, which everything is in the dollar family.
Mm-hmm.
It could be $175, $190.
Right.
But
$2 is a step too far.
Then you got to go to a Five Below. But they had in the window a Dollar General, Dollar Tree one. T-bone steaks.
Generally a dollar.
And I said, how can you go into a Dollar General and sell T-bone steaks? How thick are these things? Like the thickness of a steak-em?
Yeah, well, I mean, they save money because they're not refrigerated.
T-bone steaks at the dollar store. What?
And finally, you know, if the desecration of the altar wasn't enough for you, A Canadian woman decided it would be a good idea to steal two artifacts from the ancient city of Pompeii 15 years ago.
I had my opportunity.
It didn't work out well. She actually made a trip to return them after they caused her nothing but problems.
Oh, I bet.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
This is a fart.
Gets everybody laughing. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Christopher Columbus didn't have Twitter in 1492, but what if he did?
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Christopher Columbus tweets.
Top Christopher Columbus tweets.
Ironically, I don't have a Discover card.
Look at this, y'all.
Feeling good. Might wipe out some Indian tribes later. IDK.
Yeah, I don't know.
What to wear today? Poofy hat, buckle shoes, or other poofy hat and buckle shoes? Hashtag Italian dressing.
I like it when he would wear the big feather.
If I had it to do all over again, I'd name my ships the Kim, the Chloe, and the Courtney. How you gonna cancel me after 500 years? Child, please.
Yeah,
this is not real!
And finally, the very top Christopher Columbus tweet.
Yes?
You think 1492 was bad? You should see where I ended up when I tried to find the G spot.
Oh, I should say a period, right? Oh,
and that, my friend.
Elvis! Has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. By the way, Absolute Law text line. Somebody, if you're talking about the Catholic priest and the two whores. Guys, Catholics are not true Christians. Whoa. Yes,
what?
Yes, we are. We just got a special spot up there in heaven.
I don't know. That's painting with a broad brush, although based on the current Pope, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you're right on the current one. Isn't that Ratzenberger still alive?
Yeah, but he doesn't like people to know it.
Right. The Pope Emeritus?
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive. Technically, he's the real Pope. This Francis is, you know...
Fraud?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Pretender?
Front man. And let me tell you, Ratzenutter isn't happy with a lot of the ways that Francis pipes up.
So, Ratzenberger would be like David Lee Roth and Francis would be like Sammy Hagar?
Yeah, yeah.
Or would he be more like a Gary Cherone?
All right, let's go with a Cherone.
Because the true hardcore Catholic fans, yes, they want Roth.
They want Roth. He got there first, and last time I checked, he's still breathing. So they want him.
I thought they had all kinds of rules where that was not allowed.
Yeah, but I guess it happened like 500 years ago or something like that, 600. There was a time when...
Isn't that when things went horribly wrong?
Yeah. There were at one time two popes. You had a pope in France and you had a pope in Italy. Oh, and of course he texted back, I stand corrected. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from John from North Fort Myers. He has his Mount Rushmore. He goes, yeah, I'm a little late to the game, guys. John, not really. It's only Monday. We'll still be getting these emails right probably the segment before we do our current question of the week.
Yeah, cut off Thursday.
Yep. So you're good. I'm a little late to the game. Tried calling in, but too many people, so I'm emailing my four. Eddie Van Halen, George Lynch of Dokken, Steve Vai, and Kurt Hammett.
Did you see Bob Dole still alive?
Yes, he is.
For some reason, I thought he died, oh, no. But it was nice of him to go on Twitter and call BS on the debate commission.
Yeah, he's in his late 90s. World War II hero, Bob Dole.
And still knows how to please a woman.
Yep, that's what they... Well, he's got that special thing, the hydraulics, that he hits a button.
Well, he was Mr. Viagra. He made tons of back off that.
Now he's got a pump. This is from Ray Jean. RJ from Venice. I did see this, RJ. Ahoy. Listening to your podcasts, I'm generally a day or two behind. You probably saw this, but I am sending it just in case. The link, the Yankees lost another great on Friday. Whitey Ford, last of the great Yankees, passed away.
And Joe Morgan died.
And Joe Morgan, that's shocking. I mean, it's Whitey Ford was one of the best left-handed pitchers ever.
Well, lived a long life.
And lived a long life. Stories he could tell. Guys, hot damn, I've been listening to you since 1996, and I love you. Signed, RJ.
Thank you, RJ. I do want to say, I don't know if the altar thing had anything to do with it, but God bless Louisiana, because we know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
When you're hit by a major hurricane, and then a couple of weeks later, another one comes along. It is such a gut punch. And I guess around Lake Charles, people still hadn't returned from Hurricane Laura. And those that did had to evacuate again for Delta. Yep. And I guess this time, the wind damage wasn't what it was with Laura, but it was a super soaker where everything flooded now.
Yeah, they've been hit hard. Thoughts and prayers. This is from Scott down in Naples. Hey, guys. First, I want to send a very special Stan and Haney welcome back to a close friend of the show and personal friend of Stan's. Shepard Smith is back on network TV.
And nobody cares.
And nobody cares.
And nobody watched.
CNBC. Shocker there. I'll ask all Stan and Haney listeners to give him the warm welcome he deserves to his new network. P.S. I am not and never will be a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I send my best wishes to Dak Prescott. Enough said on that. Compound fracture and ligament damage to his ankle. It was horrific.
He was putting up phenomenal numbers.
Yep.
And they still couldn't win. They nearly lost to the Giants. And you know how astonishing that is.
I know. Fins, Super Bowl bound. Fitzpatrick is an inspiration to all. Yeah, good game. The Dolphins had a great game. Signed, Scott.
Well, when he has a great game, it's followed by several bad games, followed by a great game.
Yep, that's the pattern. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, this is great. Guys, I got some great news on Saturday, if you remember. A short time ago, I mentioned that my youngest daughter was expecting. Well, on Saturday, we found out that she's having a baby boy, which just made us very happy. Not that if she was having a girl, we wouldn't be happy. But a grandson, to me, is awesome. So I have already gotten a nickname for him. It's called Lil Guardian.
Jesus.
Lil Guardian.
Lil Guardian.
I guess that's better than Young Guardian. Or Baby Guardian.
Yeah. You guys are the best.
Lil Baby Guardian.
Son of the Garden.
He's done it again!
Oh, Guardian.
Yeah, why is that again, Junior? Why do these rappers call themselves babies?
You know, the world is full of many mysteries.
But you're in that world.
I am in that world.
And you don't question them calling themselves babies.
Yeah.
Or he'll get
isn't,
knifed.
Isn't there one called Lil Baby?
There literally is a rapper named Lil Baby.
And there's another one, Lil Cry Baby.
I don't know about that.
Lil Puss?
Lil Puss?
Lil Puss.
Lil Bitch?
Lil Wally.
The Wayback Machine.
Yo, what's up?
Is next.
I'm Lil Baby.
Yeah.
I'm tough.
Yeah. I'm a little bitch. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Everybody, Stan, you all right?
Yeah.
Barry, yeah, I would greatly appreciate it if you'd wear a mask. You know, you've been doing a lot of coughing since you got in here today.
I'd appreciate it
if you wear a mask.
I was just about to compliment your shirt.
Oh, you like my shirt, huh?
I can't say. I'll have to put a mask on.
I got you one. I got you a new mask right over there.
I can't wear it.
Well, you know what?
Do you really?
I don't know.
I don't want you to know. I'm Nancy Pelosi. Look at me. I'm wearing a mask that looks like it's someone's sofa.
I'm just thinking, you know, when the microphones are off, where it would be good for you, for everybody concerned.
When the microphones are off, I'm smoking. How am I going to wear a mask? And if I'm not smoking, I'm drinking.
See, I told you, Junior.
And if I'm not drinking, I'm probably putting something up my nose.
I told you. Told you he wouldn't. He asked me to ask you.
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with your outburst of coughing.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it would be best if you worked from home. Oh, wait, you can't do that. Oh, well, I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Boy, that turned dark in a hurry.
Yeah. Jeez. This ain't fun anymore.
Yeah, I spoiled it again.
Yeah. We're all clear right now this half hour, and so we'll check again in about another half hour and see what's going on traffic-wise. Do want to let you know.
Are we clear, or are we just not getting anything?
We're getting stuff, but I'm not saying we're clear. We just haven't gotten it yet. Also want to add Jeff Zito filling in for Al Beck tonight. Why do I feel good about that? I just shouldn't. But I'm glad Jeff Zito's, because that Al Beck, he's getting a lot of vacation time.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could just have Jeff Zito do it permanently?
It would be nice.
Because I bet he'd promote our show.
He might. Instead of reading, oh, never mind.
Yeah, because all night long it's just a big commercial.
I understand that. And the one who talks to him is Junior. You'd think he'd do something about it.
Wait a second. You actually talk to Al Beck?
Yeah, we're besties.
I thought he only flew in for games.
We do this every week. We take a look and see what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today, we're looking at the top 5 hits in the land. Let's tell you where we're going. We'll find out what year these were the top 5.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1978.
This is a great list.
Yes, it is.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you dance to it.
I think this is one of the happiest times I can remember.
And I agree with you. The Little River Band.
Saturday night, it was late. I was walking you home. We got down to the gate, and I was dreaming of the night. Yeah. Now that's the Stan and Haney difference.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you, girl. I wanna build my world around you. Yeah. Make you understand I'm talking about a lifetime,
lifetime plan. Build my world around you.
Yep. That's the way it began. We were hand in hand. Glenn Miller's band was better than before.
He played the trombone
for more. This is a young man with the best of intentions.
Yes.
A man whose heart has yet to be trod upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Promise.
Like Sam Kinison said this before, she cuts the heart out, puts it in the microwave, and serves it to you for dinner. I said to myself, when we're old, dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing. See, we'll be talking about today.
Yeah.
We'll be reminiscing about when I was nice.
Somebody wants to know, is this the old River Band?
Yep. Young River Band.
OG River Band.
Walking you home, we got down to the gate, and I was dreaming of the night. That was the standing any difference.
Now as the
years go on, each time we hear our favorite song, that's this one.
Yeah.
The memories come along.
Was this guy a time traveler?
I don't know.
Missing, spending the hours reminiscing about what's happening right now.
Listening to this song.
Yep.
Hurry, don't be late.
What?
I can hardly wait.
I said to myself, when we're old, he's a time traveler.
We'll go dancing in the dark.
That's what we're doing now.
Through the park.
Reminiscing about what?
This song. Miller was a trombone player.
Was he?
Yes. Not a sax player, that Glenn Miller band. Not a trumpet player.
See, I never thought of him as a trombone player. Trombone. I just thought of him as the band leader.
Oh, and he had that sly trombone.
In the Mood is one of the catchiest tunes ever written.
One of the greatest songs ever. Right there, that was the Little River Band, number 5 in the land in 1978.
Speaking of greatest songs ever.
This, I mean, seriously, as a kid, this album came out.
Had it all.
This Boston, Don't Look Back. There's the bass man.
See, we lost something over the years. Because people still know how to rock hard, but they forgot how to rock with a melody.
Yep.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
I would hold this album in my hand and think I was holding magic.
I got it for Christmas. Yep. The Starship guitar.
So awesome.
Back when an album cover was something.
Yeah.
Tommy Schultz is a genius, but he lucked out when he found Brad Delp.
Yeah, darn right he did.
And this was their follow-up album.
Sure was.
Very rare that a follow-up is as strong as the first.
And then they wouldn't record for a long time.
Mm-hmm. When you look at their first two albums, my God.
Blockbuster.
Catch your breath. Sun is shining, and it won't be long. Whatever you do, don't look back. Just don't.
Because it's exploding right there. And the ship
look,
is...
I'm going to take you, your wife, your whole family. All I ask you to do, I'll keep you safe. Do not look back.
Nope.
I can't tell you... Oh, your wife's a pillar of salt. Yep. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't look back.
Had a look back, didn't she?
Yep. Hey, just don't listen. That is so epic. Don't turn around. Don't look back. You know, I wonder if somebody's hearing this for the first time and we've messed it all up by talking through it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, that's a shame.
Even ones that know it are pissed off that we're doing that.
Now, give it another listen.
Our job is just to present it to you. It's your job to follow up.
Yeah, because Junior always says, hey, what was the name of that?
Don't
what do you
back.
Think that song's about? What does it mean?
Don't look back.
That's it.
No.
You should never ever look back.
When you do, it only hurts.
Because if you don't look back and you're looking forward, you can finally see the dawn arriving.
Yep.
See beyond the road you're driving.
Coming in at number three, A Taste of Honey with Boogie Oogie Oogie. Boogie Oogie Oo.
This is by A Taste of Honey. Can you name their other hit?
Yes. But I can never think of another song when one's playing in my head.
Sukiyaki.
Yep.
That's the Stan and Haney difference, baby. Yeah. Now you're talking. Couple of sweet soul sisters called A Taste of Honey.
It's a great song.
You thinking you're too old to boogie?
Absolute Law text line. Guys, this is my youth. The Jensen 6x9s,
yep,
and a power booster.
Yep.
That
realistic,
right.
40-watt booster with a 5-band EQ and Jensen tri-axis. Good choice. Get on up on the floor, 'cause we're gonna boogie, boogie, boogie till you just can't boogie no more. That's a mood.
Thank you.
That's a guitar synth.
It's a guitar synth?
Mm-hmm.
Get a little clap out of that, Junior.
That's before we all got depressed. Oh, we doing that, are we? All right, I'll go with it.
Number two, Nick Gilder, about a teenager he wants. Can't talk about this now.
It's okay, because we were teenagers, yep, then. Yeah, in the shape of something wild. Stranger, dressed in black, she's a hungry child. She's a hungry child.
Hungry. That's skipping around. That's skipping. That's a bad version.
That's what's available.
Oh, all right.
That's a standard.
Driving you nuts, isn't it?
It's driving me crazy. Yeah,
yeah. I don't blame you. That's that's Nick Gilder right there. Here's Exile. This is a good one, too.
Yeah.
Number one in the land this week in 1978. I'm going to kiss you all over.
Did this make it number one for the year?
I don't know if it made it number one for the year.
And that'd be at least top ten.
Sure. It's a huge hit.
And then shortly thereafter, not a lot of people know this, they went country ass and had a bunch of hits.
Really?
Yep. That's the Stan and Haney difference. When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire. Yeah. All day I've been thinking about you, babe. Baby, you're my one desire. Yeah. Gonna wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. I'm the one who tastes your lips on the fantasy. Yeah. Yeah. But don't know what to do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything to me.
Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true.
When you get in my arms and do the things you do, you know what you do.
You can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how.
All right, Stan, your part. Go.
Love you. Need you.
Yeah.
I want to kiss you all over. And over again. I want to kiss you all over.
There they go. Those two guys are ruining my favorite song.
So the night closes in. That's all right.
The night closes in.
Come along for the ride or get the F out.
Yep.
Cash, grass, ass, or gas. No
Nobody
one rides for free. Whoa! Keep on loving me, baby, and I'll keep loving you.
It's easy to see when something's right or something's wrong.
Whoa, stay with me, baby, and do me all night long.
Show me everything you do. Cause baby, no one does it quite like you.
Yeah. I love you. I need you.
I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, but exactly how long do you want to do? Till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. All right, let's pick it up. Be with me, lay with me, do it is all in you, baby.
Wow.
Steal with me, deal with me, baby, me goes to you, baby.
Mark Haney in the news is next.
Show me everything you do.
I know what you're thinking.
Baby, no one does it quite like you.
I hear you.
I love
audience.
You. I love you.
I love you.
I need you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Stan and Haney. 96 K.
Like a Tootsie Pop.
Jack, did you finish that report?
Yeah, it's on your desk. I'm sorry.
Hey, bud, what's wrong?
I don't know. I just... I'm okay.
You don't seem okay. Jack, sit down.
What?
Why are you crying? Okay, Jack, take a deep breath, okay?
Okay. Okay,
okay, this is annoying.
Thanks. Talking this over with you has really helped me. Thank you a lot.
Great, man. I'm glad you feel better.
Depression can be helped if you lend a helping hand and be a good listener. Brought to you by the President's Council.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96 K-Rock.
And they're great companions on a trip. Hey, everybody.
But a poor spot for a picnic.
Yes. Stan and Haney, what is going on over there?
What are you doing?
I'm looking at Junior, and he is... we have private lines. We have listener lines. He's on a listener line and in deep conversation with somebody. Everything all right over there?
Yeah, just catching up, seeing how the listener is, you know?
Okay.
He really... I think there's too much interaction with Junior and the listener, because we never know.
No, we don't. We don't know.
What in the hell he's doing?
Yeah. Well, who are you talking to?
A listener.
What'd they want?
They just wanted to call and say how great I'm doing. And
well, that's nice. Yeah. That's good. How great are you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Anything in particular, or just generally kicking ass?
Just generally kicking ass. Okay. Well, left and right.
That is just...
Yeah. Listener doesn't know you.
But that's great. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stan,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
But out of an abundance of caution...
Friends, in view of the menacing world conditions in which we find ourselves today, this message may be the most important your radio has ever brought to you. Because this message, my friends, may help you to survive in case of an atomic attack. Listen.
With little or no warning, from a blue sky or a pitch black night, the enemy may attempt to bomb us, to bury us. Those families courageous enough to learn can survive. Those families unwilling to learn can die. Believe this. You can survive the bomb if you get ready now. If you know what to do when an attack comes.
We must be prepared. This new recorded training course will help you. It will help every member of your family. It may make it possible to survive. Now, this wonderful new album should sell for about $19.95.
Oh.
However, it is the wish of the recording company, the director, producer, and all who participated in preparing it, that the price be made so low,
how low?
That every family in America might receive it and thereby reduce the terrible danger of atomic warfare. Yes, the survival album will give you priceless instructions. Mm. It may save your life, the lives of your children. If you don't agree it's the biggest $3.98 investment Woo! Anyone can make today, your money will be promptly refunded.
Please refund.
The total cost is only $3.98. The address is Survive in care of this station.
Really? That sounds like the same guy
it
that
does.
Pitches Cape Carl.
It sure does.
Yeah, I think it is. Let's get you updated.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah. Can never be too cautious. In North Naples, got a crash. 2500 block of Pine Ridge Road. Golden Gate. Got a disabled vehicle. Golden Gate Parkway at I-75 on the bridge. And in Naples, crash. 300 block of Airport Road North. And you are up to date. We'll give you another one in less than a half hour. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts Cape Carl. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time
Let's
before.
Remember
cable.
What month it is, people.
When the local anchorman.
That's
huddle
right,
up.
Junior. I just did you a favor.
Let's huddle up.
When people believed everything they heard.
Remember.
This was an age when only men
25
were
jet sweeps.
Yeah. Come on. We all had a good
Omaha!
Weekend.
Omaha! Omaha! Ready?
We had a good weekend.
Florida's come on. Florida's most respected anchorman.
Let's not forget.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Omaha! Omaha!
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday,
October
12th.
Double M, double X.
And I believe that's just enough for a first down.
Yeah, just enough.
Yeah.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Thank you.
Stan, you know our U.S. presidents.
I think I do.
Like nobody's business.
I think I do.
We will start with U.S. presidents today.
All right.
Who was the first president to appear on television?
Oh, that's, well, hold back a little bit here. First president to appear on television. Well, technically, FDR. Technically.
You are correct, sir.
But not really.
No, really. He was the first president to appear on TV.
Yes.
He was part of a broadcast from the 1939 World's Fair in New York.
It was a bunch of bull.
You don't think he deserves that honor?
Well, he deserves that honor. It wasn't like going to millions of Americans across. It was a little demonstration at the World's Fair in 39.
Yeah. You could see it live on a screen at another part of the World's Fair.
Yes, or outside the room he was in.
Yeah, depending on how far the cable went.
Yeah. Now, your first president to regularly appear as a tool of his office
that
on
is
TV.
Not, it's not nice to call any president a tool.
No. Was Ike.
And he was the farthest thing from a tool.
I'm not saying using it as a political tool.
Boy, can you
look
imagine?
Look at that picture of FDR. That's crystal clear.
Yeah, that's got to be at least 30 I. Boy, can you imagine if Ike and Mamie saw what was going on today in this country?
They don't even bring that up.
Another U.S. president, Abraham Lincoln, had a Confederate $5 bill on him when he was assassinated. This came as a surprise to people when, you know, they were rolling the body.
Yep. But it was the only money he had on him,
look
too.
Look at this. Pocket watch. And $5 Confederate bill. What?
What?
Well, apparently he'd picked it up as a souvenir from when he'd gone to Virginia earlier that month.
Yeah. He actually sat in Jefferson Davis's chair, went through his belongings in that upper drawer.
Yeah. And didn't he hire a bunch of prostitutes to wet the bed because Jefferson Davis had slept on it? Or am I getting that confused?
You're getting it a little confused.
Okay.
A little confused.
We all know the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Why does the Pentagon have twice as many bathrooms as it requires?
I don't know.
Because it was built during segregation.
Ah!
So there were separate bathrooms for black and white employees. Well, it's become quite an amenity, because now it's open to everybody, even your trans.
You,
Because when they started needing that.
News, read the news.
You see, you can have men, women, trans, LGBT.
Read.
They've got enough bathrooms for everybody.
Read the news. Read the news.
What news?
What you're doing there, those kickers.
The great Harry Carey.
Oh, yes.
He's a Bud man and a Cubs fan. Long career.
Very long career.
And most people today, he is synonymous with the Chicago Cubs. However, he spent far more time broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals than he did the Cubs. Now, he was with the Cubs for a long time. He was just with the Cardinals longer. He did 25 years for the Cardinals and 16 for the Cubbies.
And I'm not going to say it on this show because I revere the man. But look up why he had to leave St. Louis. Had something to do with the owner's wife. and he did the games with Joe Buck in those days. Then he went briefly with the White Sox and briefly with the A's.
You know, one must wonder what Joe Buck and Mike Wallace would think if they were alive today.
They're spinning.
You know, they got a lot of rules on Antarctica.
Darn right they do.
And you would think if you were going to be stuck down there, you know, on McMurdo for a while, it'd be nice to have your dog with you.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Why?
They're not allowed. No dogs are allowed.
Against the law.
It's because of a fear that if they started humping seals, they'd spread disease.
Probably could.
I don't buy it. When you think of snow, you want your mush dogs.
Yep, you do.
But not there.
No, not there. And you know what, Haney? There are laws for a reason, and I think people need to start obeying laws.
Well, let's start with the Ten Commandments.
Told you, Ten Commandments, the Ark.
37-year-old Reverend Travis Clark.
This is bad.
Was the pastor of a Catholic church in Pearl River, Louisiana. He was arrested a few weeks back.
Sure was.
After someone happened by the church at night, saw the lights were on, heard some very strange noises coming from the church. The witness saw the following. Travis was involved in sexual activity with two women on the altar of the church.
Horrific.
He was wearing his priestly robes and using adult toys. The women were both dominatrixes. There was stage lighting and at least two cameras filming them. And the entire scene was clearly visible from the street as if they wanted people to see.
Oh, yeah. They call it a statement piece.
The person took a video of their own and called the police. Travis was arrested on obscenity charges, as were the two dominatrixes. That would be 41-year-old Mindy Dixon.
I know which one's her. She's the one with the bangs.
And the eyebrows.
Yep. The surprise eyebrows.
And 23-year-old Melissa Chang, who barely knows her own name. Now, people have impulses to do things of a sexual nature. That happens. Just because someone is a priest doesn't mean that they're perfect. But the nature of this To me, it doesn't speak to impulses. It speaks to mocking God.
Well, it's premeditated. They knew what they were doing.
A few days after the arrest, the New Orleans Archdiocese performed numerous rituals, and the altar was burned under the authority of the Archdiocese.
As it should have been.
I don't get it.
Well, there's one bad apple. You got a bad apple in there.
Ah, that's just...
Just remember Donny Osmond. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, gal.
No, I mean, I just don't understand how someone would have that in them. That's pure evil.
Evil. But would you take another phone call?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
How you doing?
Had not necessarily aimed at you, Haney.
In regards to?
Well.
I don't have time.
His pronunciation.
We prefer that in a text.
Pronunciation of what?
Dominatrix.
It's dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Oh,
please.
Shut up, Frenchie.
It's not pronounced Graham Pricks.
It's pronounced you're Graham going Pricks. To hell.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, when I asked Stan, what'll you have? I know what you'll say.
Oh, I'll have a Pabst.
Cool, rich flavor. Pabst Blue Ribbon has really been throwing it against the wall the last 2 years.
Well, they have to. They were like one of the top beer producers ever, and then they went really down low. So it was laughable, and now they're giving it the big push.
They've added an 8% hard seltzer, some sort of hard coffee drink, a non-alcoholic beer. And then to make up for that, an extra alcoholic beer.
Yeah, they got them all now. They're really doing the job.
I guess you can make the non-alcoholic beer and then take the alcohol from that and put it into the extra alcoholic beer. And they've even come out with Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. But they're not done yet.
No, they're not.
Pabst just announced a new weed-infused seltzer.
How about that, Junior, huh? How about that?
Buddy.
Where each can packs 5 milligrams of THC with no alcohol.
With THC? Only in certain states. Void or prohibited by law.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah.
It's called...
THC.
It's called Pabst Blue Ribbon... Original cannabis-infused seltzer.
That sounds so good.
A four-pack costs $24.
That's highway robbery. Highway robbery.
Only available in California.
Void or prohibited by law, not available in all states. Is that what it's only available in California?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me they're not going to send it out to Colorado?
Well, maybe, if it takes off in Cali.
Right. And I had read something about it. This could be the next big trend with all the beer companies. They're letting Pabst go and do this to see how it works, I guess just in California. And they said I was reading the article, it might have been in the Daily Mail, said, get ready.
Everything's going to have weed in it.
Because all the other companies are looking at it,
Everything.
Ready to jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we talked about the desecration of the altar earlier.
Yes,
people,
we did.
People should learn.
Yes.
There are things you don't mess with, okay?
Like Superman's cape.
You don't spit into the wind.
Yep. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger.
And you don't mess around with Slim.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 beep, 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 beep.
Couple of facts right there for you.
Yeah, from South Alabama, comma, country boy. There's a 36-year-old woman from Canada identified only as Nicole. Back in 2005, when she was a carefree woman in her 20s, she thought it would be a great idea to go to the ancient city of Pompeii and steal things.
The opportunity's there.
She chose two small ceramic tiles. That was back in 2005. But now, she wants to be rid of the artifacts by mailing them to a travel agent in southern Italy. Why?
Why?
Because she says they cursed her. Mm. Quote, I am now 36 and had breast cancer twice.
Jeez.
My family and I also had financial problems. We are good people, and I don't want to pass this curse on to my family or children. Please, take them back. They bring bad luck.
Oh, I bet.
Now, as far as we know, Nicole will not face any criminal charges for stealing the artifacts, because it sounds like she's learned her lesson.
Yeah, the hard way. The really hard way.
Don't mess with things you don't understand.
Nope.
And that's the news for today, Monday,
October
12th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected bread salesman.
There he is, little Mark Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney putting the finishing touches on a Monday edition. Jeff Zito filling in for Al Beck tonight. Al Beck on another couple-of-day jaunt. Zito. Hello.
Bender.
Yeah, we don't know. Zito will be filling in for him tomorrow as well, so that's great. Let's get a final look at traffic. Okay, it looks both in Lee and Collier County, nothing on the board right now. That's not to say there's not an accident, but both boards in Lee and Collier County, clear, and you are up to date.
You know, Stan, during the Wayback Machine, we played Kiss You All Over by Exile.
Yeah.
And I told you, they went country ass in the 80s and kept making music, and you didn't seem to know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, here's some of it.
Still got a similar little beat going. What is that? Some kind of electronic piano there?
Fender Rhodes.
Baby, I'm off the wall, up the creek, going down the wrong way, on a one-way street. I ain't got the sense.
What is this, some 80s country?
Yep. It's Exile.
I don't know if this is country. Well, it's 80s country.
It's Exile. But see, everything changed.
Yeah.
I ain't no doctor, ain't got no PhD.
Never claimed that.
Talk about love, baby. You gotta talk to me.
I got love.
Because he's a love doctor.
Yep.
Super duper love.
Got a PhD in that.
I ain't too good looking.
No, you're not.
No movie king.
No.
Won't be no Elvis up on the silver screen.
No.
I can't be no teacher, no nuclear scientist.
Well, look at you.
If you ain't been kissed by me, baby, you ain't been kissed.
Boy, he's mighty high on himself.
You know, bold enough to tell the nation he wants to kiss it all over.
Yeah.
Super duper love. For you.
when you talk about love, you better talk to me.
Because he's love.
I got love. Super duper love.
I think he did this solo. Nobody wanted to participate in the song. There he goes again, bragging. And he's already on his third divorce.
When you talk about love, you better talk to me.
I got love.
The second wife went lesbo.
For you.
This guy's got love.
That's
PhD.
Love. That's love.
Black love.
That's love. Black love.
For you.
That's love.
Yep.
Talk about high test love.
That's love.
High test
that's
love.
Love.
Black love. Love.
Super love.
That's love. Black love.
Super duper love.
You tell him, Nippy.
For you. I got love. Super love.
Super love.
Yeah.
Super duper love.
Yeah.
Super duper love.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You single guys here tonight looking at me. Hey, Jerry, what if I want to be a married guy like you? What do I got to have if I want to be a married guy? I'll tell you what you got to have. You better have some answers, buddy. You better have some answers for that woman. Women have a lot of questions. Their brains are strong, active, and on high alert at all times. You're sleeping. She's researching. The female brain is cooking all the time. There's nothing the female brain cannot do. It will solve all problems of Earth and life. Having completed that, it will move on to the hypothetical. The female needs to know how you might respond. If you faked your own death and I found out about it, what would you say then? What are we talking about now? Oh, I dreamt the whole thing last night, so don't deny it.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. But everybody talking about how the Postal Service is being slowed down. And these celebrities trying to combat this let you know that the government's removing postal boxes and all of that stuff.
Right.
Actor Wayne Knight, who played postal worker Newman. Hello, Newman. On Seinfeld. Stars in a new ad dressed in his mail outfit and calls out the government for trying to slow down the mail. Is that a real picture, by the way?
No, I just thought you guys would appreciate it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Jeez. Well, you can tell that's not him. That's a normal hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's Newman talking about the mail.
The following is a message from your friendly local mail carrier.
There's been a systematic, premeditated assault on the U.S. mail. They've had the unmitigated gall to try to slow down the mail. But everybody knows that the only person who can slow down the mail is a mailman. They've shortened working hours. They got missing mailboxes. They're decommissioning sweet, sweet sorting machines to try to delay voting by mail. And millions of Crate and Barrel catalogs. They're just piling up. They're not getting delivered anywhere. It's a disaster. When the mail stops, the world stops. I'm not a political person. Last time I voted was for Flavor of the Month at Baskin Robbins. But take it from me, a postman. If you want to vote early in person, do it. You want to vote from home? Apply for your ballot and get it in as soon as possible. My brothers and sisters and I in blue will do our solemn best to make sure your ballot is delivered. Hey, you picked the wrong government employees to mess with!
That Newman.
So that's video. At any point, did it say that he's not a postman on the screen?
I don't know.
Because otherwise I'm suing because I'm confused.
I don't know.
Because wouldn't that be, yes. You know, he's in uniform.
Yes.
Isn't there a law against that?
Yeah, I think there is. Impersonating a federal employee. I think you're right. Listen to this woman at the jewelry store. A woman who works at a jewelry store is going viral for a story she told about how she tricked an adulterous customer who wanted to buy a gift for his wife and a gift for his girlfriend.
And of course, he's going to be condemned for that instead of saying, hey, what a nice guy he is.
When I saw the story over the weekend, I was on the sofa with my wife, and I'm like, what's the problem here?
Yeah, seems like a prince of a man.
Yeah. I didn't get a reply from her.
Today, a man came in looking for a gift for his wife for their 10th year anniversary. And I said, anything else for you today? And he said, no, that's it for her, but I do want to make another purchase using a separate credit card. And could you possibly create a different account for me? And I said, sure, what are you looking for? And he said, do you have anything that says happy 1 year anniversary? And I said, yes. He had me mark a K for Kristen on the bottom of his wife's bag and an L for Laura on the bottom of his girlfriend's bag. And I just remembered that his wife's name is Laura and his girlfriend's name is Kristen. I must have mixed up the bags. Oops.
Laughter.
This is a fart.
Gets everybody laughing. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Christopher Columbus didn't have Twitter in 1492, but what if he did?
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
top...
Christopher Columbus tweets.
Top Christopher Columbus tweets.
Ironically, I don't have a Discover card.
Look at this, y'all.
Feeling good. Might wipe out some Indian tribes later. IDK.
Yeah, I don't know.
What to wear today? Poofy hat, buckle shoes, or other poofy hat? And buckle shoes. Hashtag Italian dressing.
I like it when he would wear the big feather.
If I had it to do all over again, I'd name my ships the Kim, the Chloe, and the Courtney. How you gonna cancel me after 500 years? Child, please.
Yeah, mother.
This is not real!
And finally, the very top Christopher Columbus tweet.
Yes?
You think 1492 was bad? You should see where I ended up when I tried to find the G-spot.
Oh, I should say a period, right? Oh,
and that, my friend.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.